from the pages of the Elgin newspapers of 100 years ago. This is the news of December 16th, 1920. Marooned on an island in the middle of the Fox River, within a mile of Elgin, after capsizing in a boat with experience today, was the experience of today of two South Elgin men, both employees of the Kerber Packing Company. Herman Spiker and overseas war veteran Ole Hansen were going to work at 7 in the morning, making the trip from the east side of the river to the Kerber plant on the opposite side of the river. The craft capsized in the middle of the stream, and the men struggled to a small island halfway between the shores. Soaked to the skin and slowly freezing in the cold wind, they called and called for help. For over an hour, the two men shouted, and their fingers and limbs became slowly numb. Packing house employees finally heard the shouts, and headed by Henry Kinnickum, shipping clerk, hurried to the island in another boat. The half-frozen men were hurried to the boiler room to thaw out. Their health was not impaired by the shivery experience. Spiker is an auto truck driver at Kerber's, and Hansen a meat cutter. Elgin 100 Years Ago is a presentation of the Elgin Area Historical Society, and I am Jerry Turnquist.